Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Potential 1% tax proposal for Gurley overpass replacement and infrastructure expansion in Wright could go to voters. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. In November, Campbell County voters may face a decision on a 1% specific purpose sales tax to generate $207.8 million for a multi-use indoor arena at Camplex. However, the City of Gillette and Town of Wright have proposed their own 1% sales tax for specific purposes. The Gillette News Record reported the City of Gillette aims to raise $30 million to replace the Gurley Overpass with the Mike Enzi Memorial Overpass, while Wright seeks $16 million for infrastructure expansion to facilitate housing development. The propositions, discussed with mixed reviews by Campbell County commissioners at a meeting on Monday, may be voted on collectively, potentially raising over $250 million. The commissioners expressed varying opinions on prioritizing needs, with differing views on the proposed projects. Wright's housing expansion is seen as crucial, while others prefer having only the Camplex issue on the ballot. Wright Mayor Ralph Kingan said, "We've got no lots in town for sale. The town is plumb full. We have nothing to rent, nothing to sell." Concerns were raised about whether housing expansion should be driven by developers rather than government intervention. There were also comments made on the need to support Wright's development for increased tax revenue and job opportunities. Commissioner Butch Knutson said Wright tends to be forgotten and that if it can bring more people in, that will bring more tax revenue and more jobs. Knutson said, "I think Wright always gets it in the shorts when it comes to Campbell County. We need to help you out." Senator Barrasso to pursue second-in-command role in GOP leadership. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso has announced his candidacy for the number 2 spot in the Senate Republican Conference, succeeding Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Wyoming Tribune-Eagle reported that Barrasso said in a brief statement that he has had time to reflect on how he might best serve, and after a lot of thought, I will ask my colleagues for their support and help to work for them as the assistant Republican leader. McConnell will step down from the top post at the end of the year. Barrasso's decision narrows the race between Texas Senator John Cornyn and South Dakota Senator John Thune, both vying to replace McConnell. The election, scheduled after the November elections, will be conducted behind closed doors by secret ballot. Other potential candidates may emerge, including those critical of McConnell from the right flank of the party. McConnell's strained relationship with former President Donald Trump adds complexity to the leadership dynamics. Thune and Cornyn, despite past disagreements with Trump, have endorsed him as the likely GOP nominee for president in 2024. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.